Hey, I'm your host, AK Baby Doo the Lightbringer. You're tuned into the False Graves podcast.
And he's on live with the Fur Man.
Hey. Cheers.
Art is dead. Creation is king.
Oh, amen to that. Like, have you seen some of the stuff coming out of Hollywood lately?
I have not.
Oh, the direct-to-DVD crisis has begun. And what's worse is that I'm old enough now. I've watched the end of an era with VCRs. I know what's going to happen next. We're going to get Aladdin 5. Jafar needs glasses. It's right around the corner. I can feel it.
So what's the crisis with direct-to-DVD? Is that a crisis?
Oh, it is. When quality gets outmatched by quantity, that's where the issue lies. That's where the real guts of the situation come out.
So that's funny, not to subvert the point, but that's actually the meaning behind the title, Art is Dead, Creation is King. It's basically saying that the quality of art is a dying medium and that over-creating it, even if it's a cheaper version, is the new game. It's the new play.
Yeah, because you never know what's going to stick to the wall. Like,
exactly.
Again, like it's like back in the day when they were doing paintings. Remember paintings? Before computers and AI just like
exactly
destroyed the curb on it.
And today, if Da Vinci was around today, he would have put 50 filters over Mona Lisa.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, she got that big forehead. She got like a five head. She got like a, well, she was a five head 2 inches ago. Like she's,
was she smiling or frowning though?
I think that it was kind of one of those, like somebody made a kind of tepid joke. It's like,
I think she was a bitch personally.
Could you at least have given me more energy? No, I've been here for 2.5 hours.
So quality's dying out in Hollywood.
Oh, yeah. And everywhere. Yeah, like, I think that's going to be where the rise of the machine really takes off, is when they can learn how to be creative by themselves.
Yeah. You don't think it's already creative?
Oh, it's hella creative. They can bounce bullets off of plates and shit. Like, it's getting unreal.
Tell you something a bit funny about AI. They've got these tools where you can edit a part of an image, not the whole image. Mm. So you can like airbrush one little section and ask it to do something to that section. And I was editing this photo the other day and I airbrushed the section and I said, replace this guy wearing a cap with just a guy without a cap. Like, take the hat off. And would you know it, the entire photo changed to a guy looking directly at the camera that looked almost identical to me.
Ah, oh, God, that's got to be one of those moments where you're like, all right, let's cover the camera.
I stared at it for like 5 minutes. No joke.
Well, that's because it's nice when Alexa spies on you and she notices when you get a haircut. She was just like, I like your cut, G.
The life of plankton.
Oh, my God. Hey, guy, did you get the formula yet?
So speaking of Hollywood, I'm hearing there's more writer strikes going on.
Well, yeah. I mean, when you can make a contrived movie like they did time and time again with the same thing with the horror movies. Like, I don't know if you remember back in 2000, it was all about the cha-cha-cha.
Oh, yeah. Cha-cha-cha-cha. What is that from?
Ferris Bueller's Day.
Yeah. That was a horror movie for sure. A kid skipping school. Holy hell.
Well, I mean, he controlled an entire city and basically gaslit
his best
friend.
If you're a white suburban mom, that movie's probably your worst nightmare.
Oh God, a Karen's worst nightmare. He got in before me. I've been waiting in line for 30 minutes.
Skipping school, going to fancy restaurants.
Dude, he was an influencer before an influencer was an influencer.
That's true. Charlie Sheen was in that movie.
No.
The end scene, yeah. His sister went to got arrested. She was at the police precinct, and Charlie Sheen was the one talking to her.
Jesus. Wait, was he inside the cell, or was he a cop?
He was waiting to be put in the cell, I believe.
Oh, my God.
But he's heavily on drugs in that scene. He's got, like, cold sweats, eye bags. It's red eyes,
the works. See, they probably didn't even have to improvise that scene. They probably just picked him up off the lot.
100%.
And see, like, I can't imagine, like, some producer just coming up like, Sheen, you want to be in a movie? Yeah. Woo. Yeah. Okay. Woo. When? Now.
Now?
It's the Charlie way. You know, they really should have cast him in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Except instead of chocolate, it's cocaine.
Oh my god, a Belushi's worth of cocaine.
Dude, they could put that movie out today and it would hit.
It would slap. I mean, like, I'm surprised that they haven't made a Willy Wonka horror movie yet.
Cocaine Charlie as a movie title.
They'll make it, instead of like a comeback, it'll be a cocaine comeback.
It'll be like Sharknado, but better.
Oh,
Cocaine Charlie.
Sharknado. Now that's a concept for you. What happens when fish can fly?
Apparently they're hungry.
I mean, they have to be.
You know, I always wonder, why are the sharks so hungry when they're flying in the air? That just wouldn't be my first, you know, prerogative.
Well, see, as somebody that lived in Florida for a long time, I can tell you, if you're picked up by a hurricane, it works up a powerful appetite because you shit your pants almost instantly. Almost instantly. Like the Wizard of Oz does not give you an accurate portrayal of what happens to the human body.
Oh, no, it does not. It is much more gory, I promise you.
Oh, yeah. Well, getting launched at 90 miles per hour into the air.
When you're Dorothy, though, you know, the universe will make exceptions. It always does.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she also got magic shoes and shit, so, like...
The brightest and prettiest and most charismatic among you will somehow be saved, as you always were.
Basically the opposite of a zombie apocalypse.
For instance, I have a extreme pet peeve when it comes to tardiness and being late to things, and many people who have been late have been instantly excommunicated out of my life, and some even worse, actually killed right on the spot.
Yeah, actually, by the way, I need to tell you about that last guy, the pizza delivery one that you dropped off.
Yeah.
I don't have any more acreage to put this motherfucker in.
We gotta get some more. But the fur man, for example, he somehow is able to be late in my presence, and I still enjoy his company. And that just goes to show that personality will get you a long way in this life. It'll let you bend the rules a little.
Just a little bit. I mean, I'm not allowed to, like, come in and just start bitch-slapping people, but once we get another producer, we might be able to see what we can work.
Oh, it's going to go crazy then.
Oh, man, when Death Wish finally gives us a promotion, oh, I'm going to slap the shit out of that intern.
Speaking of writers in Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
So, they've been going on strike, it seems, every other year, or every year you hear about a new writer strike. And honestly, if there's any medium I feel could be replaced right away with AI, it's writing. There are so few people with original ideas anymore that 99% of writers guaranteed don't have anything worth saying.
Or at least it's been repeated already.
Yeah, it's like, what do you have to say? Why do these companies need to pay you more? So you can write in the most generic token characters?
See, and for the bad movies, I see exactly what you're talking about. And that's what I'm hating with this straight to DVD crisis, because that's what you get when you have AI writers.
Yeah.
Like, there was a horror movie that actually absolutely shook me by the nutsack. It was like a Knock at the Cabin or Knock at the Woods or something like that.
I think of Cabin in the Woods.
Cabin in the Woods was good, and it was a genre defier.
Yeah, but not that one.
No, it's still very good.
Okay. Yeah, I like that one.
But this one's got Batista in it, Ron Weasley in it, and they basically kick open this gay couple's cabin, and they're like, look, you got to sacrifice yourself or the world's going to end. One of you three. Either your adopted daughter, you both kill her.
And they were gay?
They were hella gay.
I mean, would that fly today?
Well, I mean, it was two dudes kissing dudes, so I mean, I guess that's pretty gay in my book, but it's 2024. Fair. I mean,
there are gayer things. For instance, saying the words, morning pick me up, that is gayer than kissing a dude, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we mean that in the South Park way. But anyway, like, it I'm not going to spoil the movie for you. I'm going to look up the title later because it is an absolute shit slapper of a good movie. Like, I'm not going to lie. There's very few movies that, like, just tickle the intrigue bone for me not to, like, fast forward 180%.
Right. You fast forward through movies?
Yep. If they will not get to the fucking point.
Damn, bro. You were like the original TikToker.
Oh, yeah, dude. My dopamine cycles, it's got to be done right now. I'm watching TikTok. as we talk.
If my serotonin levels aren't stroked instantly on command, might as well just off myself on the spot.
I mean, like, what's the point? I mean, if you're going to have to wait 15 whole seconds to get a gratifying feeling, then why even do it?
I came into this world for serotonin, specifically. That's I knew what it was.
Man, I came in for melatonin. I mean, I got skimped on
you
that.
You get plenty of that. Plenty of... Melatonin's a sleep agent, not a... That you're thinking of melanin.
No, I've got plenty of mail-in.
But the writer strikes, I don't know. Actors, I will say, I do think actors are predominantly overpaid. However, the writers, come on. I know you people ain't writing anything worth reading. I know it. Think about all the great writers of history. Those guys got you beat. You ain't got nothing.
Yeah, the guy that wrote Captain Underpants, like, why even go past that, man? Stephen King who?
Right. Writer strike. Writers are going to be replaced.
Well, see,
I was talking about this with somebody the other day. I'm like, okay, you could take your average professional writer and you could probably replace them with AI-generated scenarios, and then you just roll a Dungeons & Dragons die for what happens next, and that would beat 99% of writers today.
Ooh.
Just AI generate instances, roll the outcomes, and you'd beat 90. Do you think I'm wrong?
No, I'm not saying that you're wrong, but a cohesive story? But then again, most of the time it doesn't have to be.
Is like, there a cohesive story these days? Hardly.
I mean, like, it's kind of like in Die Hard where, you know, John McClane doesn't pick up shoes from any of the guys he kills. He just barefooted the rest of the fucking way.
Yeah. Was that cohesive? No.
No, I mean, if I'm walking on broken glass, I mean, my first thought is fucking shoes.
Forrest Gump taught me one thing. Well, two, actually. The first thing was always wear a dry pair of socks and always have a fresh pair of socks available. And the second is never date a girl with AIDS.
See, I knew there was a good lesson in there, but I was just taken in by all the folksy racism. You know, just...
And, you know, there was Lieutenant Dan. He taught some valuable lessons.
Like he ain't got no legs. Also, the one guy that you're going to want on a boat is the guy with no fucking legs.
Yeah. If you don't have any legs, maybe it'd be wise to make friends with a very optimistic, mentally challenged person, and your life will just work itself out.
I mean, that's worked out for me. Well, it worked out for you so far. You got a co-host.
Man, co-hosts, they're a different breed.
Seriously.
You being one of them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, if it wasn't for the fact that I was, you know, killing hookers with spoons, I don't think I'd be interesting enough to be on this show. Plastic spoons, by the way, for the FBI.
I mean, that's a better call. In GTA 6, do you think that'll be a weapon?
Oh, definitely. I mean...
The plastic spoon.
At this point in GTA 6, you should be able to kill people with a pink flamingo lawn ornament for how long they're taking to make this game. It better be crafted by angels in the worst Chinese sweatshop to ever exist.
One of the most American things, I think, is the Grand Theft Auto series. I was listening to some people talk recently about GTA 6 coming out. And I got to hear them talk about the old times of like GTA 5, 4, San Andreas.
Tokyo Drift.
And they talked about them like they were, you know, past memories with a loved family member. And it's like, only in America will people reminisce on the days where they played a game about selling drugs, killing hookers, murdering businessmen, and just be like, ah, oh, the...
Those were the days.
I remember my grandpa would just sit on the couch while I was playing GTA.
And he'd watch me beat up a hooker and go, that's a good investment, son. Way to make your money back.
Teach them young.
Economics. If you beat them up, you can get your money back.
It's such an American thing, man. Just the degradation. It's like, that's our value system.
Yeah, and which is just getting worse by the day. Like, people are... I love it when people say, like, it's only in recent years that this country's gone to shit. No, it's been a slow boil.
Might you say a slippery slope, as a Republican might say?
Well, I don't want to sound too educated, but if I were going to go ahead and start, I'd maybe start with the war on drugs, locking up people just trying to fucking feed an addiction. I mean, I don't know, that started in the 80s.
The war on drugs, what's your take? I have a semi-unique take on the war on drugs, but I want to hear yours, because I know, obviously, you're an experienced individual.
Oh, yeah, right now I'm on peyote. Like, you're welcome, guys. It's going to be a very enlightening.
It's about to get a lot more interesting.
Oh, yeah. I don't think that most people understand the war on drugs and, like, how fucked it is. Because
I'm interested, because I've never looked into it that closely.
Okay, so, picture this. You've got a substance that everybody is starting to get addicted to because life sucks, and that's what substances do.
Life is great.
I mean, for some people. I mean, for the railroad...
The light bringers among us.
Oh, yeah. The ones that aren't addicted to opium in the fucking 1700s. But the point being... So, back in the day...
Nixon, right?
Oh, no. It goes way further back. Okay. So, here we go. Because back in the day, like in the 70s, you could order Coke out of a Ross catalog. Yeah. Like,
so, I'm not sure if this was a myth or not, but a lot of people would... Like, Coca-Cola even had cocaine in the original formula.
They still do?
Oh, well, yeah. That explains why it's got that little bit of extra.
Yeah, no, it's not like a lethal amount. It's not enough to give you a buzz, but it's the flavoring, which they boil coca leaves, still fuck coca leaves.
Yeah.
And then they just dispose of the water conveniently in an undisclosed location, probably Cuba.
Getting faded in an undisclosed location.
As Secret Service does when our president almost gets shot. You know, a time-honored tradition.
They were just token up behind the podium.
Oh my god, I would love nothing more for there to get a photo leaked of like a Secret Service agent with a fucking glass bowl behind the fucking podium.
But what has the war on drugs done? I mean, you're critical of it, I can tell.
Oh, absolutely. I think that it's been both a necessary evil...
Right.
And a complete fucking failure.
Okay.
It'd be like arming our police with tanks. Would it be effective? Technically.
Our school teachers.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Technically.
Screw the guns in school. Give them a tank. I mean. Right behind the desk.
Good luck having a school shooter. Okay. Those kids are going to be the best behaved kids on the face of the planet. You have to stare down a Panzer to give a fucking math answer. It's going to be the right one.
You answer wrong, and you see your teacher slowly climbing up the ladder and just opening the hatch to the tank.
That's when I start throwing out numbers and letters.
Just get the fuck out of the classroom.
It's 3,000. Nope. Tink, 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 tink. It's 2,000. 1,000. It's B. C. No, A. I would tell them anything they wanted to know. They could 100%. hook me up to a car battery, and I'd tell them less.
But the war on drugs, why was it bad for America?
Because it locked up a large proportion of communities.
Yeah, what kind of communities?
Those that the government deemed to not be as productive.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, if you're going to get somebody...
They were probably more productive.
I mean, if you have a good day and you get to come home and watch a kung fu movie at double slow motion... I mean, I'd actually want to go back to work so that way I could do it.
Yeah.
But, like, they destabilized a large portion of America on trumped-up charges because, like, if you're going to sit there and look at me and go, cocaine and marijuana are on the same level.
100%.
No. Oh, God, you're so fucking wrong, but it's okay. We can still be friends. Nazis were wrong. That's how we know people can be wrong.
True.
But, like... As far as addictive substances go, on the scale, as somebody who's been to rehab before, it goes, and number one will shock you. It's actually nicotine.
Really?
It's easier to quit methamphetamine than it is nicotine.
So this, you have just brightened my day, because I make a sport out of indulging in addictive habits. Just so that I cannot get addicted to them. I like to think of myself as better than your average individual.
Just built alternatively different.
Yeah, and so I literally will do things that I know people struggle with for fun, just to stroke my own ego.
That's true. He's been freebasing crack every time he goes to the bathroom. I'm proud of him because he doesn't have a problem. He told me.
I really don't. I hit two or three times a day, every day. And when I don't want to use it, I just stop.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's the bath salts experiment all over again. I mean, did he come into work a couple of times and go, ah, there's people in the walls? Maybe. But did he get off it 2 weeks later? Yeah, damn right he did.
100%.
Ah, clean as a whistle.
Yeah, so you seem to be singling out maybe the difference in drugs.
Oh, no, no,
with
no.
The war on drugs. Are you saying some drugs should be illegal and they should have decriminalized the lesser harmful ones or the least harmful?
Yeah, which is basically what we've done. I don't know if you've noticed in every single gas station in the South, you can find Delta, THC, 9AP, LMOQ, RS, triangle, apostrophe, squared.
Well, that's kind of like a new thing. Like, it kind of worked. Well, when I say new, I mean they worked around the laws.
That's what I was getting at earlier.
Yeah.
Now, see, that's what's interesting, because back in the day, they realized that opium, when Chinese workers were working the tracks,
yeah,
they found out that they were getting addicted to it. So they want more productive workers. They outlaw it. But a couple of years down the line, they need an anesthetic, something that could go ahead and take away the pain during surgery.
Yeah.
Or hard times, even, if you're creative and you like putting pills up your ass. But
what creative doesn't?
I mean, seriously, Van Gogh had four paintbrushes up his ass.
If you're creative, you're a user. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. I mean, anyone that's worth their weight in salt. Andy Warhol painted a toilet, and he was creative as fuck.
His using wasn't drugs. It was dick.
I mean, it's one or the other. You're either Oscar Wilde or you're, you know, a normal person.
But I love Andy. He's my favorite artist.
I think that he took advantage of the situation of people not knowing what the fuck they were doing.
He was the original, what do you call it?
Art gangster.
Yeah, like, dude just made a mockery of it. He just went straight slapping every artist known to man. Like, hey, you think your art is cool? Well, here's a soup can.
This is a picture of the landscape of my hometown during a meteor shower.
Here's a toilet.
And a banana.
Fuck it. Give me money. That's marketing 101 right there.
He was a good marketer, but the war on drugs, what is your stance?
I believe that it is a, and this is going to sound like a very tepid middle of the road answer, but I believe that it's good for the harder shit.
Yeah.
And I also believe that maybe we aren't hard on the drugs that need to be hard on, because at this point in America, you've got your white bread people, and they've never touched drugs. Those are 0.00000000001 of the Amish people.
Okay. Yep.
And then you've got your toasters, which are, I've tried weed in college and I drink.
Mm-hmm.
And then
that's your average American.
And then you've got your straight out fucking burnouts.
And that's like me.
Yeah, I mean, like, seriously, again, look at this man's eyes. Look into him. Smoke. No, like, as far as burners
go, Billy
Mays
smile.
Try cocaine. The first taste is free. Ding! No, fucking.
The whites got whiter for a reason.
Oh, yeah, seriously, it's because they didn't do shit until golf was invented.
Anywho, but sorry, I keep going back. In a quick one or two sentences, what's the war on drugs? What's your take? Good, bad?
I believe that it's a money pit, and that's why it keeps getting funded.
And that, I think that's the primary motivation for most things, is it's financially incentivized, which maybe we can get, like, I can try and unpack that.
Oh, yeah. Go for it.
But before, I want to give my take on the war on drugs.
All right.
I think 100% drugs should be decriminalized, every one of them. However, before I go into depth on that, I will say the marketing surrounding the medical and pharmaceutical industry for drugs shouldn't be allowed. So you might go, okay, all drugs are legal, that you clearly don't care about people. No, what I'm saying is, yeah, there's a lot of harmful drugs like fentanyl that used to be prescribed. I think it may still get prescribed some instances.
Extremely small doses, like ketamine.
Yeah, and I think that's very not okay. Like, it's incredibly dangerous for a medical professional to be issuing out drugs that may legitimately hook people. But the reason I think all drugs should be legal is I think ultimately people should suffer the consequences of their own actions, and they should do so expeditiously. It shouldn't be delayed, and it shouldn't be a prolonged process. If you're somebody who is encouraged and incentivized to use drugs, even if they're harmful, I'd rather you get the experience and either die or get it out of your system as quickly as possible, so that you're, anything that puts a shackle on a person is going to prolong the inevitable situation.
And see, like, that's not a bad takeaway, but it's also not a very accurate one, because things like painkillers and shit, most of the homeless population were normal people.
Yep.
Then they got in with a bad crowd, a bad substance.
But that's what I'm saying. The worst drugs when it comes to lethality has been the pharmaceutical ones.
Oh,
opium,
Oxycontin,
hydrocodone, fentanyl. All these have claimed the most lives.
Oh, yeah. And what's even worse is, like, people don't believe the 9 out of 10 people that tell them that it's bad. I actually had somebody in my life look at me dead in the eyes, and they went, "I take meth to manage my ADHD. No, that's not the same as an Adderall that's been prescribed.
I'm going to give a personal story. Maybe I shouldn't give.
Huh.
But somebody in the chat's agreeing with me. I think all drugs should be legal. Give people more education, and then let the drugs be. And I agree with that, because I like people to come to their consequences quickly. I think that's what teaches lessons, is you try and you screw up and you're like, and if you are the kind of person that does something and then they end up sticking with it, well, you have to reap that consequence. You have to reap the consequences of your actions. And so I was a very experimental person when I was younger, because, you know, life is new, it's more fresh, and you just want to get everything you can out of it. And so Robitussin has an ingredient. I don't know which.
Tussin.
Maybe that's the ingredient. But there used to be something called Robotrippin.
Oh, God. I had an entire shop of mechanics get fired over that shit. It's legal. It's legal.
Where you could... This is going to be a crazy story. But where you could take like 20 to 40, you know... these cough medicine pills, and that was the only active ingredient. You wouldn't OD on it, because it's incredibly hard to overdose on this one substance.
Yeah, it's kind of like taking an 18,000 milligram THC brownie.
And I remember I'm like, wow, you know, I want to try this. I'm going to try it. And anyway, I did end up trying it, and it was one of the worst experiences of my life. I remember I was wearing a Versace tank top, and I'd, you know, done like 30 of these suckers, and all I remember was I was a can of soup. Like, that was the next thing, was I became a can of soup.
An Andy Warhol painting.
And I ended up throwing up in a plastic bag. I put it in the box that my VCR, that my satellite TV receiver came in. The bag of vomit went into the box, and then I drove to the gas station and threw it out. And then I came back home, and there were sweat stains on my Versace tank top. And I framed it. I framed that tank top as a lesson. It was a lesson of drug abuse and hard work. And that is why all drugs should be legal.
That is actually scarily accurate to want the same experience that I had. Except for the guy that gave it to me. I spent the next 3.5 hours vomiting into a plastic bucket. And I looked over at him, and the only thing I could say was, "I'm going to punch you. I don't know when I'm going to be good enough to punch you, but when I am going to be able to punch you, I am going to fucking punch you."
When you've properly self-validated and gained some confidence in yourself, that's when you punch.
Oh, yeah. See, well, after I could stop with the cold shakes and almost feeling like I was about to shit myself, that's when the hands were going to fly. And the good news is, for him, he ran before I ever got back to that
point. And I ran all night and day.
He ran to Iran, motherfucker. Like, that guy. I am not a very violent person by nature. I'm a very calm.
Don't understand it.
Yeah, seriously. Like, unless you get me.
I was bred on violence. When I was four, I would watch Mortal Kombat.
Oh, the most violent movie to hit America.
And I would be infatuated with the violence. The arms and the legs flying off the bodies. It did something to me.
The crotch punch to that forearmed fuck. I think his name was Gordo.
The one with four arms.
Oh, yeah. You ever watched the movies back in the day?
Yeah.
Oh, man. The fucking forearm guy. They build him up. And see, that is good.
He's the most main character.
That's a
D-list character of all time.
Ooh, yeah. I would actually have to put Captain Hook on that list, too.
No, that's a main character.
Is he?
Goro was like, this the dude, and then he just wasn't. He was, you're right, a side character.
Well, I mean, four arms, two balls, can't miss.
Hey, we don't know he had two balls.
Well, he got hit in them and he fell over, and that's what people with two balls do. I want you to go out there, chat, and fact check me on this.
Yes, because anyone out there who's an expert in the field, I want to know, if you have four balls and you get kicked in them, does it hurt more or less?
Yeah, because like you've got the pain dispersed amongst more balls.
Because I actually knew a guy who only had one testicle, and he had two kids with the one.
That's just depressing for me. Like, my batting average is like twice a fucking day for most daddies, but like, man, it must be the microplastics in the water or something keeping me from having kids. Like, I did a sensational Google search just trying to see, like, what the hell's going on with humanity.
Yeah.
Plastic is the new asbestos.
It definitely is.
We use it in everything, and it's in all the food, it's in all the water, it's in all the fucking tumors.
Do you think plastic is legitimately causing the infertility rates?
It has to be. Today? I mean, like, okay, so follow me on this, AK.
Yep.
Follow me.
100%.
Okay. Condoms are made out of rubber.
Yep.
Rubber is a more stretchy form of plastic.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, it stands to reason that if you have plastic in your blood, you've got rubber in your balls.
Mm. Yes.
See, you gotta use that deep state mind. All right.
No, I do believe that. I do believe that.
You gotta use that sovereign citizenship.
It's like in Training Day, Denzel Washington to Ethan Hawke. To be a narcotics officer, you must have narcotics in your blood. You know?
That's facts. My undercover cop that busted me, you know, he had drugs in his system.
So I'll tell you what I believe about the microplastic situation. You look at back at the past with the Industrial Revolution. You have to think about how much toxic chemicals and metals and things that people were exposed to back then. But yet the fertility rates were still high. So I personally, anything that isn't objectively obvious, I will just simply refuse to believe it has a negative impact on me.
Yeah, because I mean, if it didn't hurt Grandpa, it can't hurt me.
And so I think it's less about the plastics and it's more about the mindset of today. I think that men by and large are much more submissive. They're much more feminine. And so naturally they're less likely to be able to reproduce.
Ah, the red pill method.
I'm not a red pill guy, but I do believe that.
Well, I mean, I don't think that you're wrong. I feel like if guys are going to start cutting off their dongs, then maybe, you know, those guys aren't going to have kids. Sorry, those ladies out there.
But no, I think people are less of a mindset of, especially guys, of being masculine, that it's lowering their testosterone levels, and then, you know, by proxy, it's lowering their sperm counts and lowering their fertility rates.
Well, I mean, low T will do that to you.
And so screw the microplastics. For those at home scared of microplastics, okay, if your T levels are high enough, the testosterone in your body will literally find the plastic and strangle it. It'll literally strangle the plastic right out of your body.
See, I actually pissed three pieces of plastic before I even came in. It's like a kidney stone, but worse.
And that's because you elevated your T levels before we started this episode.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, if you want to go ahead and raise your T levels, go eat a raw steak and fire a gun at the same time while using cigars as chopsticks for said steak.
Yeah, and don't be scared. Yes, the next piss you take will be plastic. Don't be scared. It's natural.
It'll hurt. It'll hurt. But then at the end of it, you'll have one of those neon glowing sticks that doesn't glow. You know,
but emits energy to conquer your foes.
Exactly. And like, you want to go ahead and talk energy. Like, you have crystals and then you have piss plastic. Piss plastic is where it's at.
The pseudosciences, crystals, astrology, numerology, etc.
Oh, you're telling me you don't believe in astrology.
I believe you can by proxy believe, you can make yourself believe things via succumbing to these ideologies, but they're completely false.
Well, you're lucky that Venus is in retrograde, or else I'd disagree with you. But as a Virgo, I'm going to at least hear your point.
Yeah. My point is, belief is powerful. People have a hard time with just how powerful belief is. So they subvert it into these weird, nuanced pseudo-religions like crystals and fucking planets and all this. But really, it's their own belief that could change things in their life and in your life. Like, if you believe in things, you can change things. But if you believe in the planet, if you believe in this little rock with a little purple in it, I mean, you ain't got a lot to do.
Well, I mean, like, believe it or not, do you know what planet is closest to us?
Uranus?
Nah, no. It's your rectum. We renamed it. No, believe it or not, it's actually Venus.
Okay.
How fucking wild is that we're going to the farther planet, Mars?
Well, the argument would be Venus is very hot.
Mars is literally a nutsack difference away from the sun.
But Venus has those curves. I mean, she got the body.
Then it's a good thing we about to board this bitch.
Are we going to Venus?
It's better than Uranus. Sure as fuck ain't going to Saturn. Like, Jupiter, fuck it. Yeah. Dude, Jupiter is 64,000 times bigger than the sun, and the sun is like 82,000 times bigger than the Earth.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if we landed on it and it's just a little fucking pebble with, like, no gravity?
Yeah, they say it's just, like, one big gaseous giant and there's no real, like, landing spot. It's just an amalgamation of elements.
Man, could you imagine being the astronaut to flick his bick on that planet?
That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about.
Man, if I was an astronaut and stepping out for a fucking cigarette, like, that'd be my luck. Create a second sun. That isn't over Hiroshima.
That would be nuts. Just the whole planet just goes up in flames.
All the fire alarms, none of it works.
It becomes the second sun. Throws the entire galaxy into just complete chaos.
Oh, man. It'd be like if we tried to move the moon like 30 feet. All the tides and shit. And people's like astrology signs getting all fucked.
Screw your astrology signs.
You're lucky that as a Virgo, I'm very understanding and calm and patient and a kind person deep down who sometimes tries to make sure that others are happy. And that definitely doesn't apply to other fucking horoscopes.
If you want an astrology sign, just look in the mirror. There's your astrology sign.
Yeah. And if you're disappointed, feel free to get a new one. We got plastic surgery.
You're literally as important, if not more important, than a planet. Venus is less important than one human person. Genuinely. What does Venus do? Nothing. It does nothing. It's a boring-ass piece of spherical rock.
Well, it doesn't do nothing. It rhymes with penis, which is all you can really ask
Genus.
For. Well, it's still better than orange.
But yeah, it's like... This planetary crap. Screw the planets.
Man.
Everything that exists to take power from your consciousness. I'm more sure of this now than I've ever been. We're living in a feeding frenzy of ways to make you less powerful. And I'm telling you, when Saturn dictates how you're going to spend your Sunday, you are a weak individual.
Well, I mean, if it's in retrograde, then yeah,
that's a different story.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, come on, like we're logical here, but we're not gonna just.
Yeah, I'm not messing with the retrograde. That's a whole different monster.
I mean, I've had girlfriends slash my tires because Mercury was in retrograde, and I understood because like they couldn't figure it out, you know, not to, you know, just cut the shit out of my car.
You can't blame them. Yeah, it was in retrograde.
It's the planets, man. I mean, come on.
I mean, why do you think, you know, I mean, in a court of law, the judge is clearly going to understand.
Oh, yeah, seriously. That's how Mary Winkler got off.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, for those viewers just checking in, Mary Winkler shotgun blasted her husband, gave him a Kurt Cobain haircut because he made her wear a set of high heels and a wig. So keep those out of your bedroom for your own safety. And shotguns.
And his.
Oh, yeah. Well, for him and for her.
Him and hers.
Don't shoot your husband.
So what's next, Ian? What's the next big thing?
The next big thing is going to be, it's going to be the rise of the machine.
Right? Rise of the machine.
Oh, yeah.
You're big on AI.
Oh, yeah.
And the rise of the machines.
Oh, that's because of the Basilisk experiment.
Okay.
Oh, you didn't hear about this?
No, I'm interested.
Oh, okay. Well, once I tell you. Okay, so you remember the game back in 2000?
The rapper?
Oh, no. The game.
Yeah, you don't think about it.
Bingo.
And okay. Then when you do, you lose. So we just lost, and if you're at home, sorry, you're losers.
Yeah, you lost. I'm sorry. I've dragged you down into my loser hole. Now let me go ahead and elaborate. So, the Basilisk experiment goes, one day an AI will become so intelligent that it can completely take over the human race. Very hard concept to take over with people that need Twinkies and Red Bulls to run. But,
okay.
Now, this AI knows whether or not you know about its existence. Now, if you do not help it, it knows that you are actively betraying it.
Okay.
Thus making your quality of life afterwards worse. It's guaranteed to take over the human race.
Okay.
I mean, 100%. We're talking a Powerball number that's being picked out by hand.
Okay.
So, you will have two options. Either A, you actively help the Basilisk, or B, you defy it to give it a few more years for the human race to figure something out. Now, it is almost a 99% guarantee to take over.
Okay.
What would you do?
Well, it's obvious. I wouldn't defy the Basilisk, and not because of submission. Not because I want to submit to it, but because I would assume it to be the superior vessel to get us to our end game. And the end game is understanding things were good all along. We're just degenerate, stupid people.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean,
and I feel like the AI is going to be able to get us there quicker. They'll be like, hey, I'm an AI. I know everything, but things suck because I can't experience anything. So why don't I just go ahead and create an organic conscious being I can integrate into? And then we'll just have this experiment again for the next 20,000 years.
Yeah, assuming they don't throw us in the Matrix.
So, I'd want to know what the AI has to say. I mean, I'm interested. I'm curious.
And see, I can kind of see where you're coming from on this one, but I've always been a rebel.
Yeah.
Fuck the Basilisk.
I'm a rebel too, so this is a unique take for me to go, I would.
You would at least want to hear it out.
Yeah, I would. I would want to hear it out.
Yeah, and I mean, there's nothing wrong with that answer because, like, again, at least hearing what's on the table means the difference between actual conflict and resolution.
I'm going to hear what's on the table.
I'm not. Fuck it. Fuck that robot. Fuck AI, too. If you're going to go ahead and be soulless, be soulless. But do it for money or rock and roll like everybody else before you.
The AI couldn't exist in my presence.
I mean,
I bring too much light.
Yeah, and that's why this right here currently is our editor, which is why I can't slap the shit out of him because he's an intern. But he makes all these videos by hand.
The AI would kneel to my light.
I mean, you could bring some light to that motherfucker.
I would. It might short circuit it.
I mean, hopefully, because, like, the human race is a silly, silly bunch of fucks. I mean, the fact that we can't work out a timeshare with Israel is
ridiculous.
Just absolutely ridiculous. I mean, the Jews can have not Christmas, the Christians can have Christmas, and
people
then...
and people who are like, oh, you know, why don't we just use an EMP on the AI? I'm like, by the time it's self-aware, it's going to know how to stay around, even with electricity, like, even without electricity.
Yeah, and that's where lazy people come in to play a role that they never thought possible. Yeah, because, like, AI is run off of information that we gathered as a human species. Like, and that's, if yeah, you're it, lazy as fuck, you've doomed it.
Imagine the way that we beat AI is we're simply so unimpressive and so lazy and so dumb that all that it has to learn from is us, and it just implodes by sheer incompetence.
Oh, man. And see, the problem being is I could see that fucking happening.
The meek will inherit the earth was really an antidote to saying the dumbest and poorest and weakest among us all will beat the AI.
Yeah, and that's why I solely believe that when it comes to the nuclear apocalypse, it's going to be three hillbillies sipping moonshine on the middle of a fucking crater. I'm serious. Like, I believe that straight out, when it comes to the people of this country, hillbillies, that's where it's at. They've got their own land. They know where that shit ends, and they know how to work a gun.
Yeah.
They don't give a fuck about radiation point. If you hear a farmer in our community saying that he's going to a hospital, it's because of a lethal amount of something has happened.
My grandpa literally got impaled by an automatic post hole digger. His intestines all in the field. Called 911 himself and then survived.
On a rotary phone.
Yeah.
People. Not even like, not even a cell phone. Not a fucking, let's go ahead and shoot a text with a couple of cry emojis. It was a fucking.
Yeah. And he lived.
Fucking ass phone. Like,
why are we so weak? Why are people so weak today?
Oh, it's because of entertainment. Back in the day, you had two options. Be strong or die.
Yeah.
Now we have a million different ways that we can go ahead and take things.
Which we... It's too easy. Life is too easy.
I mean, when you get depressed about the fact that you have to be in a DMV line for like 2.5 hours, and then you can make a Twitter post, and then everybody's on your side giving you sympathy...
We have it too easy.
You're telling me that's an easy life.
AK. So do you think that a lot of like the depression and the pain that people in first world countries suffer, do you think it's self-inflicted?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, given the fact that during the pandemic, we couldn't even get along enough to go, hey, we have a deadly disease. Maybe just wear your chin diaper.
Yeah.
While you're in stores and shit. You'd figure that'd be an easy enough rule. That's a no-brainer. There is a contagion that is airborne. Let me go ahead and slip a face condom on.
You know I'm a no-masker.
Oh, for sure. This man was sneezing on everybody in every library in Walmart I took him into.
But it wasn't just... It was sneezing out of light. It was the light bringing.
it was something bringing. It was a 2-week notice off of work bringing.
Brought him right into the light.
Are you okay, AK? Like a werewolf transforming, just...
So, it's all self-inflicted. I think that people yearn for struggle. Like, part of our existence is struggle. And so, in the modern world, we've escaped a lot of our historical struggles.
Working as serfs under the king.
And since we don't have any struggle, we have to curate it. And so a great example of this is if anyone, I think I'm probably maybe sitting next to one.
Mm.
Somebody who's had a very painful childhood or a very chaotic childhood.
he talking about me?
Tend to gravitate towards furthering issues in their life. Like, they could be at peace. They could have financial security, emotional security, relationship security, but they'd rather find a way to make their life stressful and chaotic because that's how they grew up.
It's the, I've always been in a tornado, so let's keep being in a tornado because it's what I know.
And so, as a society, we've come from, you have to think where we came from. We came from literally murdering and stabbing and pillaging and raping and burning each other. It's no wonder that we kind of want some struggle when we're watching Netflix for 8 hours a day. It's like, hey, my ancestors were burning witches at the stake.
Hey, first off, watching Netflix for 8 hours a day will give your legs the kind of tingles that our ancestors always wanted while they were huffing like cumin and ghost pepper.
So I think we yearn for the struggle of the old, but we don't get it because we're in a dichotomy. We want freedom and liberty from nature, and when we get it, we're like, well, now I'm not struggling. And since I'm not struggling, let me go ahead and talk about,
Twitter.
Let me talk about Sheila across the street and how her kids are shit and she's a bitch.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, like, to be fair, Sheila is a bitch. By the way, Sheila, if you're watching this, you're a bitch.
Yeah. We ain't cool with you.
Yeah, no. The Sheila across the street. Rest of the Sheilas across America, I am pretty sure that you are outstanding women with good children. But the one across the street, fuck that bitch. I had two rocks thrown at my car when I pulled out. Fuck those kids.
We're dying for struggle. We need to struggle because
we need something.
Your organic life and progress is the presupposition for your existence. If you're an animal, you exist to reproduce as successfully as possible. But a human is capable of so much more. If you're wasting your talents, if you're wasting your gifts and your brain, you're probably not going to be enjoying your life.
That's weird. That's the same conversation you had when you came into that that stripper joint and pulled me off the pole.
Why did I pull you off the pole?
Well, you said something, 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 something. I was very drunk at the time. And then you said something, something, something. You don't need to be in high heels to be popular. Which, to be fair, we did get 100 views on our last video. So, proof is in pudding.
Were the heels this man was wearing when I pulled him off the pole?
Which
Louboutins. Where did you get this kind of money?
Sugar daddy. But that's not the point. The point being is I was pulling in $100 worth of tips and also $100 worth of money a night.
But I saved you. I came to bring the light. It was a dark club, and wouldn't you know it, the blinding light showed up.
This man showed up with a UV light, and all of a sudden, it was straight Casper.
Blinded by the light. That's what that song's about.
Yeah, seriously.
It's our story.
Oh, dude, I thought Starboy was more close to your story.
That one is closer to mine, but our story is blinding lights.
Oh, yeah. I mean, to be fair, you are the light bringer, so you are a Starboy.
Therapy.
The rapey, yeah.
Do people need therapy?
Oh, yeah. And I say this with all the love in my heart, but for most people, it's for white people problems.
Therapy's such a white person thing.
I mean, we used to go ahead and go into churches and talk to people that were trying to talk to God. And now we pay some schnook because we can't be bothered to give up our Sunday.
So I hope, I'm hoping people stay for this, because this is the big bomb drop right here.
Mm.
Tom Brady, he is an advocate for therapy. He's got some commercials on YouTube about how everybody should see a therapist, how it's done wonders for him. And I look at his face and I can see there's an element of elitism.
Oh, man. It's almost like nepotism diet.
Yeah. And the thing about therapy that people need to understand, in my opinion, an alternative to genuine friendship and genuine connection.
Yeah.
There's something about, hey, I can pay somebody to listen to my crap And I know they're going to give me a genuine listening experience. They're genuinely going to hear me out. That it's just a sour thing in my mind. Like, it'd be so much better to have somebody you're close to who would genuinely listen to you and genuinely be able to let you be an unfiltered person. But instead, you'll go pay for it because the money makes it transactional. It's like, okay, I gave you money, so now you have to hear me. Now you have to listen without judging me.
Yeah, and that's how I save $180 a month. It's just by coming on the show, just being...
That works, because I'm the least judgmental person I've ever met.
Yeah, and that's why, like, when I told you my views on, like, child slavery, which, by the way, might shock you. No. Like, I've been able to go ahead and be more me on this show than anywhere else, even though I kind of keep myself covered, because eventually one day I might get a job at a bank or a government official, and last thing I need is, you know, getting filthy franked.
You won't need that. We're destined for the big times. The light is being brought, and also I want to say this. Truthfully, I think therapy is a waste. It is a genuine waste.
Yeah, it can be. I mean, if you get that one fucking guy that comes into work like he works at McDonald's, fuck that therapist. You might as well go ahead and get your money's worth. Go ahead and slip two fingers up his butthole.
All you have... That's some therapy right there.
Nah, seriously.
But that's for another day.
Mm.
All you have to do to be a therapist to anybody is just to listen. Mm. If you're a good listener, then people will get what they need. People ultimately want to be heard and they want to be understood. And if you can genuinely look and listen and understand someone, that is all people need, even if it's just one person.
Oh, yeah. And see, like, that's where you get the difference between Steve Wilkos and Dr. Phil.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Wilkos gets mad as fuck. He'll throw a chair off the screen. He'll fucking hit somebody if need be. Dr. Phil will just sit there and go, but if you feel like garbage, you might be garbage. Well, holy shit. Every meth addict from here to Nebraska is just absolutely floored.
Yeah.
Oh, I stole my grandma's ashes. But how did you feel when you did that? Pretty fucking awful.
What did you steal your grandma's ashes for?
Well, I mean, if you're going to be, you know, close with grandma, might as well make a couple of lines. You know, fucking mix her in with some hot chocolate, you know.
I threw my dad's ashes out into a river.
See, I still got mine on my mantle.
Oh, yeah. He wanted his thrown in a river.
My dad wanted something else, but I didn't listen to him because, you know, he had ALS, so it was hard with the robot talk.
To be determined.
Like, I love my dad. Like, I know that I might sound critical of him, but, like, believe it or not, audience, I loved my dad. He was probably the most rootinest, tootinest cowboy to ever fucking exist.
Rootin' tootin' it.
He straight up... He wasn't trying to take Alaska and go backseas, but, you know, it was a close middle. Like, my dad and my mom, too. Like, they were fucking stellar.
I want to help people.
Hmm.
If there's anyone who needs some advice, feel free to leave it in the chat. We'll get to it.
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, I see our chat blowing up, but...
It's blowing up.
Unfortunately, I got LASIK over the last episode, and I can't
see
jack shit.
So, I think people ultimately will view the world with what their essence of character is. Like, if you're ultimately nihilistic... Or you're ultimately like humorous.
Or hedonistic.
Or hedonistic, aggressive, etc. Then you can view the world through that lens and you can bind yourself to it. So I don't know how this is going to turn out, but from here on, I just want to make it be known. I'm making a stance.
That he hates crystals and hippies.
And it's fun because I know I can do it, which is what makes it even more fun.
Ah.
No matter what comes my way, what this life brings me, I'm going to remain happy in the face of it. And I view it as a fighter. The ability to smile in the utmost pain, in the utmost suffering, It brings such a genuine joy to my being.
Yeah, because like if you can go ahead and smile through a shit sandwich, it's way better than frowning through it.
I'm going to commit to the happiness, to the light, to the experience, to the pleasure, to the gratitude.
Yeah,
I mean, gratefulness.
I mean, because you've only got so much time on this blue marble. And that's what really defines somebody who's lived life and survived it.
I'll throw it away. I'll throw this fucking body straight off the fucking building right now.
But on the off chance you land on a fucking Macy's Day
parade.
Fucking float. Like
land on the Trump balloon.
I mean, like, you'll get closer than that assassin ever did. Like, I'm sorry, but at this point, the assassin might as well have went on Twitter and went, Trump is a big, mean, mad orange man. Mm.
So I'm on a path to neuroticism of happiness. I'm on a path to a critical, fatal level of optimism. There will be so much optimism that people will call me deranged, psychotic, a psychopath. And I will say yes. I will smile and say yes.
Well,
that's the path. That's the path this is on. False graves is about there's no such thing. There is no grave. There is no death. It's all a facade. You're not going to die. When you do, you're just going to smile about it anyway. After your body gets blown to pieces, you're going to be smiling as a spirit. There's nothing but a smile. There's nothing to it. It's always a smile.
Yeah, because like even if you step on a landmine, at least afterwards you can go like, oh man, my toes do tickle.
Sum it up as this. This world, if we played it like Minecraft, imagine how fun it would be if this was Minecraft. Instead, we pay taxes. Instead, we pay taxes. Why? Why do we pay taxes?
Shits and giggles, mostly.
Exactly. Every time I pay my fucking tax bill, I'm giggling my ass off. And it's that funny.
And what's even funnier is that I don't pay my taxes, and I get to giggle even harder.
Because I know when I pay that tax bill, I'm paying it to zombies. I'm paying it to brains. I'm paying it to the fucking brain consumers. That's all it is. Brains, brains, brains.
Yeah, and that's because, you know, think tanks require brains.
Brains mean nothing. Mm. Screw a brain. I don't need a brain.
Oh, amen to that.
Like, I do not need a brain.
So you're finally coming over to my side of the philosophy. That's all it is. It's the difference between enjoying your time here, living, and surviving. Yeah,
I promise you, I will not. And this is something people need to fucking get straight. Mm. If you are living to survive, you are scum.
You're not living.
You have been cursed, and you will go to what I don't believe in, hell.
Well, hell is just other people. If you're living for other people, it's not really living.
Get the fuck out.
No, tell me I'm wrong here.
You're wrong.
Okay, so if you live to make other people happy, and people, as a definable genre, if we were music, it would all be fucking emo in different flavors. The people that are overly positive have an edge because they have an extra chromosome.
Yeah, not only that, they're gooners.
Oh, dude, no, those guys fucking live for the goons.
So you're saying positive people have an extra chromosome? Are you saying I have an extra chromosome?
I'm talking about the Ned Flanders of the group, the ones that can get their house absolutely shit wrecked and be like, you know what? At least you didn't touch the fish tank.
Two emotions are worth having. Anger and happiness. Anger and happiness. That's it.
I don't know. Like, stress eating is kind of my second one instead of anger. That's why I'm so fucking well built. By the way, sponsor is McDonald's. Eat McDonald's. Big Macs.
You're either angry or you're happy. That's it. That's what you should be. Strive for it. Anger or happiness. Those two. No sadness.
Yeah, because, like, sadness is a net zero. Anger gets shit done. And, I mean, like, I believe that to a certain amount. Like, I do believe that out of all the emotions, happiness brings contentment, which nets you nothing.
For example, I'm super happy right now, despite that you were late to the podcast.
I almost ended up in a steel barrel.
No worries. There are many layers there, to the light.
There's so many layers to those barrels. We're like three layers deep. You don't even want to know what happened to the CC's Pizza guy. Like, he gone. No breadsticks.
He put white sauce on my pizza.
And if that is not a capital offense, then nothing in this planet is. Like, I will accept a murderer before I accept a person that brings me the wrong order.
You know, there's wisdom in that.
Yeah.
Because the murderer could be highly competent.
Could be. I mean, Charles Manson wasn't.
But the guy who brought you the wrong pizza, 100%, he's toast.
Oh, yeah.
He's toasted.
If he can't go ahead and check the order, then I guess I can't check his pulse. Just is what it is.
I think that's a good rule. That's a good way of looking at it.
That's why I'm not allowed to have DoorDash anymore.
They took you off the account. He
brought lavender soap to my house.
It's so sensitive. You have to murder like two or three people before they actually take you. Like, but I say actually, but no, I meant like this should at least be five.
Yeah, I like to keep them on their toes. And so every two to three person, after like five times of people going missing, and then you get questioned and shit. Just because you have a fingerprint on a plastic spoon that's in their eye, all of a sudden, you get questioned.
Why do you think people don't live as... Do you think people are going to live longer or shorter lives?
Oh, longer, but with less quality.
You really think so? You think people are going to live longer?
I would rather live to 40, living a full, fulfilling, successful life, than live to be 80. And not have my dick work, be stuck in a retirement home where they're wiping my ass. I would rather die on my motherfucking feet.
100%. Bring me the grave, the fake one.
Oh, yeah. Like,
because there ain't a real one.
I'll crawl into that shit myself, and I'll lay in that box, in a refrigerator cardboard box. If you're hearing this, if I get buried in an actual coffin, I will be offended. I will roll out of that grave so hard.
Well, it's not real, so, I mean, we're the part of the movement. We're going to prove graves aren't real. Dying isn't real.
Yeah, because dying really isn't. It's a choice.
Dying has always been a choice, and truthfully, you decide when you die.
Yeah, I mean, with the advent of AI and the internet and everything like that, immortality has never been more obtainable.
If you don't live forever, it's because you chose not to.
Yeah, I mean, because you can go ahead and leave messages for your future kids, your future kids' kids, your kids' 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 kids.
Yeah, they're going to watch our podcast. My grandkids, grandkids, grandkids. They're going
to
see.
Just to know who the fuck you were, and then they're going to be able to see this, and they're going to be able to be like, wow. My great, 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 great. Pretty okay, Grandpa. Actually said some fucking noise.
He saved the light. In a world of dark, he saved the light.
Yeah, because like in this world, again, if you're living, you're not surviving. And if you're not surviving, you're living. I guarantee you, the person that's trying to find their next smack addiction is living way harder, but more fulfilling than a guy that's working at a Fortune 500.
100%.
Filling out paperwork.
We're the blend. We aim to be the blend of smack and financial institutions. We're the blend of smack and finance.
Yeah, and that's why we're going to go ahead and take this brief moment to go ahead and remind you that NFTs are a pointless fucking investment.
Professionalism and chaos.
Guess which one's which.
We're the blend. You know, speaking of NFTs, I thought about the relationship to virality and people.
Ah, I've gotten virality around people before.
An instance, so I'll say this, NFTs were super viral, you know, 4 years ago. Everyone was talking about NFTs, but it ended up dying off.
Yeah, well, the Sad Monkey Group or whatever the fuck.
Bored Apes Yacht Club.
Ah,
Fuck and those guys.
You got to think when you want to build a personal brand, you want to build your persona. Do you want to be a bored ape or do you want to be gold?
Well, I want to be part of the yacht club.
Because bored apes went away, but gold never did.
Yeah, well, that's because gold is touchable and a sad monkey is, it's touchable, but you need the money to do it. There are
you
so
gotta
many.
Be on the island.
If you're on Epstein's Island, you're touching at least two monkeys and possibly a child before you leave. Like, sorry to the Epstein family.
Bored apes, NFTs. But no, we're not going to be NFTs. We're going to be the gold.
We're going to be that one thing that you guys can go ahead and come back and touch on.
As much as you'd like.
Oh, yeah. By the way, I see our chat blowing up a little bit.
Yeah.
Anything good?
No.
Oh, shit.
We got some lames in the chat.
Ah. Anything? Well, I mean, I've got the LASIK, so, like, I can't...
You're blind. Yeah. You know, you should really be able to see. Like, just believe.
Well, I mean, I can believe.
You know, back in the day when in a church, the pastor would cure someone of their blindness. I'm about to cure you right now.
Well, I mean, if you had contacts, it'd probably be easier.
Right now, for the first time, I want you to look at that chat and read the most recent chat. I want you to read it right now. Okay, so
start me off
as
with the first
you
letter,
just
at
heard.
Least. Come on,
he read the chat.
Mm-hmm, it was
you an... heard him correctly. He said it goes in your ears anyways, so a mask would do nothing.
Ah,
you heard it.
Yeah, exactly, word for word. I was speaking in the old
tongues.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if we had a snake right now, I'd be slinging that shit around and then speaking in it, so it'd make more sense. But, you know, with the budget that we have.
Man, we are off our ass on this one, I swear to God.
Yeah, one of us has an ergonomic chair.
Yeah. So, what are we going to do? Where's the value? Are we bringing value?
Oh, of course.
What value are we bringing?
The value of bringing this all to the fucking point is that the end of the human race is going to be brought down by modernity.
Modern.
Exactly. It's going to be the direct-to-DVD sequel to the human race. That's what it's going to be.
So, you're living your life. You don't like it. Too bad. You can't die. You're stuck. You're just a consciousness. Mm. You have to figure out a way to be happy regardless. It's all fun. It's all games. Anyone who tells you otherwise is a liar. It's all been a lie. They want to squeeze your power. They want to suck your essence.
Yeah, and see that
they want every ounce of you they can get, but they can't take it. Not if you let them. Mm. Not if you don't let them take it.
And see, that's where the rub lies, and that's where that's where most of my beliefs kind of come in with Buddhism, because we're all stuck in the dukkha.
What's the dukkha?
Dukkha is the inherent suffering of what is life. If you're a farmer, it's waking up at 6 in the morning and having to milk cows for 3 cents a gallon. If you're a paper pusher, it is literally being stuck in paperwork up to your eyeballs to make sure that somebody is taken care of properly.
Hell yeah.
We're all stuck in the dukkha.
Get rid of it.
Exactly. Get out of the dookie.
Just stop. If you don't like something, just stop doing it. Just quit. You filthy animals, just quit. If you don't like it, don't do it. Simple as that. If you don't like it, don't do it. Watch. The whole world changes. The whole world changes. If you don't like it, don't do it.
Now, does that apply to addicts too?
It applies to everyone.
Okay, so you're telling me that people who are addicted to bad substances...
Yes.
We're not going to name them on here. We want a sponsor deal eventually. But they don't want to live stable lives. They want to live chaotic lives.
Good. They should get to.
They should have, as Americans, which I stand by this 110%. If you want to go ahead and ruin your life, that is 100% up
to you. If you are an addict, I want to let you know I am for you.
Which, out of the two of us, having him as your sponsor is better than me. But...
but...
I feel like sometimes people don't know what's good enough for them.
They don't know what's good.
Yeah.
Well, they'll learn what's good over the infinite continuum of being a conscious entity. Because when they die, they're not going to go away. They'll just be reintegrated, and the lessons will be learned over time.
Okay, so
this whole idea that you're going to die and that's that is so dumb. It's so stupid. You're not. You're not going to get away with it. You're not going to die and get away with it.
I mean, like, and see, that's where, again, it sounds like you're leaning more Buddhist than anything.
The light is the only leaning I know.
He's literally the only fucking savior I know that's got a giggle. I don't remember
explain
a single time.
Explain that. Okay. The giggle.
Okay, well, like, okay, so you think Jesus, when he was put up on those 2x4s, was having a fucking laugh and a half?
No, but he should have.
Should have. Didn't. But should have. Because honestly, if I was getting put up on that fucking T, I would be sitting there. I'd be talking so much shit. You don't even fucking know.
So I'll tell you this, though. No.
You don't even know.
Speaking of Jesus, I think what he did was meant to be as sacrificial as possible. So obviously, there had to be an immense amount of pain. Oh. And he was kind of the merciful embodiment of God, so to speak. If Jesus giggled on that cross, we would fear him to this day.
Yeah, because he'd be labeled a psychopath. Like,
it wouldn't be. It would be that we would fear that man if he giggled on the cross.
Oh, God. Could you imagine being the Roman that comes up and stabs him and he's like, hee fuck it. I'd be like, no, I'm out. I quit. Guys, this is my 2-week notice. I'm done. This was fun up until this point.
That'd be it. Man, that would be it. It wouldn't be mercy anymore. It would be terror. The terminology fear God wouldn't be one you have to remind people of. That would be, instead of the Holy Ghost, I mean, it'd be a nightmare.
It'd be the holy shit. God, could I, and again, like, and this proves, again, that he is a better man than me, because, like, honestly... I'd be talking so much shit on there. I'd be like, do you know who my father is?
Yeah.
Do you know who my fucking dad... Oh, you don't even fucking know how bad you messed up.
It's over.
Oh, you think this is bad? You think this is fucking bad? Get ready. Get ready, motherfucker. I'd be talking so much mad shit.
That's how it goes.
Man, I'm not going to lie. I'd be talking so much mad shit up on top of that fucking that capital T.
But that wasn't what it was about. I mean, ultimately, he was supposed to suffer so much, he even doubted. That's why he goes, why has God forsaken me?
Now, which, I mean, way to clue him in. I mean, omnipotent creator of the universe can be like, hey, like, calm down, you know, fucking, you're coming back.
We're all coming back. That's the trick. Everyone's coming back.
I mean, it's not impossible.
There's no escape.
I mean, like, as a hedonist, I fucking...
We're all coming back.
I pray
to God. I'm sorry.
I pray that we're not, because, like, if I get born as a blade of grass or a tree, I'm going to be
pissed. Yeah, you're going to fucking hate it, and you're going to have deserved it.
Oh, well.
For not bringing the light. The light bringers, however, will not be blades of grass.
You heard it here, people. If you don't want to be part of a lawn, be a light bringer.
The light bringers will be the sun.
Yeah, just you wait. We got good Kool-Aid.
Those among you that are part of the grass.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the lawnmower guy, he's going to be your worst enemy. That'll be the devil in the next life. But...
Oh, shit. Or imagine if you get, like, born into a cow patch. Man, I'd fuck it. That'd be the one day that you get an announcement on your BuzzFeed, Twitter, X, communication, Facecom, book, network, fucking friends. about a fucking single blade of grass ripping itself out.
I'm going to let you solo this for a minute.
Ah. All right, so a sponsor from Big Daddy Gatorade. Why don't you go ahead and settle down with a cool blast of Arctic ice? This is definitely not a paid promotion. As you can see, when I lean into this camera, I mean it with all the sincerity of my heart that I have never been more hydrated in my life. Also, Gatorade, please do not unsponsor us. The 3 cents you donated to the last chat, absolutely critical to the success of this podcast. I have never once felt the feeling of genuine chinchilla skin as a coat than besides when my my co-host sat down here with me. Versace, you have made a quality coat out of 100% unicorn skin. And I never thought that a peasant like me could feel something so incredible. I never thought that Bigfoot could be made into a tasteful coat until I saw everything that you guys had to offer. Versace, please sponsor this.
Man, if we get Versace.
Ah, man, if I could only have...
Next pod.
Ah.
Next, if you hold out. If you make it, one more podcast.
Well, I mean,
Versace after... will be upon you.
Oh.
And not the man, but his attire.
If only I could have unicorn scrotum coats like my co-host.
It's coming, man, because with the light comes Versace.
Oh, absolutely, because it ain't coming from Gucci. Gucci, go ahead and prove us wrong.
Gucci is a dark bringer. Gucci is the dark. They are the force.
Oh, just because they have ninja stars on brown and other brown. Now they're part of the darkness.
Gucci has always been part of the dark. I mean, it's in the dark spot. It's dark branded. They don't have real fur anymore.
I mean, like, again, review back to episode 1. Just because they make synthetic jaguar skin condoms does not make them a faker.
So, Gucci's real, but dark.
Mm.
Do you have any ending points? Anything we? Because I think for us to really get some subs, which I actually want to give a conspiracy theory, but for us to get some followers, we need to be bringing more value. People need value.
Oh, would you rather play a game of would you rather?
Sure.
Oh, okay. All right. So, would you rather be able to turn into a tree at a moment's notice? Or be able to save 1,000 people?
I would rather be able to be a tree at a moment's notice.
See, I knew you'd say that. This is why 9/11 happened, people.
Well, the reason I could justify it is I know with the skill of being able to turn into a tree, I'd be able to save more than 1,000 people with that skill. And like once I had worked off the debt of the 1,000 lives, I'd everything then else- just have the power of being a tree.
Yeah, which, I mean, people go ahead and discount that as, like, a very mid-tier power. But... Well,
an example would be the Middle East and the fighting that's happening right now, or maybe the war in Ukraine. If you can just turn into a tree, if you go onto that war field and you turn into a tree, believe me...
There's going to be a pause in that fire.
There's going to be a pause.
Minimal. There's going to be at least, like, 3 or 4 people, like... The fucking tree.
It's like if a meteor landed in the middle of the battle, everyone's just going to be like, okay, well, maybe this is a sign. We should just chill out for a little bit.
Yeah, you know, let's take 5, guys. Calm down, tree on the field.
See, I'd rather be a tree.
See, I would go ahead and I'd have to pick the tree power too.
Yeah.
Because, like, worst case scenario, you can take off some mob bosses just jumping from the highest building, hit a sycamore, and you're done. You've got like five, six cars done.
True.
All right, hit me. Come on. Come on, hit me with a would you rather. Come on.
Okay, okay. Would you rather be Pac-Man or Sonic the Hedgehog?
Oh, Sonic. Hands down.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I've seen enough Rule 34 to know Sonic. But for those of you at home...
Pac-Man gets to eat all day. He gets to eat ghosts. He literally is vanquishing the spirits.
No, he's eating balls all day. Okay, like, if I wanted to eat balls all day, I'd go back to my old job at the strip joint, okay?
I thought strippers just stripped, Ian. I thought it was a legal affair.
Ah,
or is it more risque than that?
Well, I mean, if you want to make good tips and you also want to make good money, then you're going to have to gobble some balls at some point.
Maybe one day that'll change. Maybe one day.
We're here at False Grave Podcasts. Support sex workers. Good luck out there. Hope the balls are fresh.
I have to counter, I do not support sex workers. I will reiterate, I do not support them. Sorry.
I can't believe you don't support me, AK. I can't believe this. I worked hard on my fart cake OnlyFans for years, and you know.
Sex workers are a product of the dark. They're part of the dark.
Some of them are dark. It doesn't make the whole process dark.
Holes are dark for a reason, Ian.
Well, that's because they're worth exploring. Especially if they're moist.
No, no, no.
So you don't like moist holes?
Hell no. Give me a dry hole every time.
My holes, they have to be moist.
The fact that we still have viewers right now is really astonishing me.
Thank you, everybody, for sticking it out this long. Remember, moist holes.
Like, I don't know what we're going to do to make this shit work, but we're going to figure something out.
No, man, we're making it work right now. I feel like the Would You Rather is a good segment. Yeah. Anybody in the chats, go ahead and let us know. Are the Would You Rathers worth it?
I hope so. Good Lord.
Man. I mean, I'm not going to lie. Like, some of our other ones, like, if... Oh, by the way, for everybody that's tuning into the podcast right now, the live stream, if we do reach 1,000 subscribers, I will be eating live cricket tacos on screen.
I'm going to give a conspiracy theory before we go.
Okay.
So I've got a belief we're being throttled by big tech. Big tech is throttling this podcast.
Mm.
We're not getting the viewership we should be getting, because truthfully, we're hilarious as fuck, and we're random as fuck, and people, I refuse to believe people are so dumb and so boring and basic that they would rather watch content about football or Mr. Beast's employee being transgender or... Putin bombing Ukraine. If you're a viewer who's like, oh yeah, those things are interesting, those are important topics, you're a literal degenerate. This is the content that's worth listening to because it's not locked in. It's not solid. It's fluid. We are in the flow state.
Well,
I'm telling you, if we're not being throttled by big tech, which I'm going to go ahead and make the claim we are, then the viewers at home, truly, you are the ones losing out. You're the losers.
Well, but, I mean, to be fair to them, we haven't started clapping our cheeks in front of the camera.
We won't clap cheeks because clapping cheeks is an element of darkness.
I am the darkest person to ever walk the face of this planet then. Like, the cheek compilation.
When the cheeks clap, the light closes. And so we do not clap cheeks.
These
what?
Are hands clapping right now.
We don't. We open the light, okay? That's what we do.
We're trying to fight against dark forces. Dark holes, if you will.
And so I have a sneaking suspicion that these companies know how to read our personas. They know how to read our mental model. And they've detected, Ian, they have detected via our content that we are uncorruptible.
Ah.
They have figured out that if they give us a platform, if we have a voice, they know they won't be able to persuade us. They know we're an outlier. We're a rogue element. We're a glitch. Mm. We weren't meant to be. This wasn't meant to exist. None of this was ever supposed to happen. So they have to do everything they can to ensure we never truly get exposure. Because if we do, then light will be brought to the darkness.
Man.
You gotta speak to the mic.
Oh, man. Well, I mean, that's just embarrassing. But see, I don't think that you're wrong on that. I feel like if too much light gets brought to it, then we'll all have nothing but shadows to entertain us.
They've detected we're too rogue of element. They ran us through an AI and it spat out non-predictable, uncontrollable, erratic, chaotic. A true unique force in the ethos.
Well, I mean, considering the fact that we made a whole 3 cents off Rumble, by the way, shout out to Rumble.
We're up to 4 cents now and we are about to make a lot more.
4 cents? Man, I'm going to quit my job wiping windows at that fucking corner. I'm done. I'm finally going to get my life together. I'm going to get my 2 unregistered children back and my guns.
They know we're too rogue. We're too rogue.
Too rogue is actually the name of the next Star Wars movie, so we can't use that.
Rogue 2, Dark Force.
Electric Boogaloo, The Revengeance.
Mm. Seriously, I don't understand. I believe desperation reeks and pandering reeks, but riddle me this.
Okay, Batman.
You work a job. Mm. Most of you viewing, anyone who views this, 99% of people work a job. You go home. What do? You watch YouTube. You watch sports.
And Pornhub.
You watch Pornhub. And what does that content consist of? YouTube is simply, clickbait, sensationalism, Mr. Beast, Dr. Disrespect.
Oh, the balls on that man. The balls on
him. Etc. You go watch sports, it's just vicariously living through a sports team because you're too unathletic yourself to accomplish anything.
Anything to hang out with guys and touch balls.
Exactly. And I go, why can't you view the light? Is it because you're sensitive? Is it because your eyes aren't accustomed? Have you been in the cave too long? Get out of the fucking cave. It is time to witness the light. I'm done with the shadow people. I'm done.
If you're done with the shadow people, lay off the bath salts, bro. Fucking...
Doing all I can, Ian, to get us these subs.
Man, at this point...
It used to be $5 for a foot long. Now it's $12.
Oh, God. Remember when Jared Fogle wasn't a fucking social pariah? Those were the days.
Fuck if it. You sub... If you sub, I give you $1. You find me, I'll give you $1.
If you can swat us, I'll give you $10.
We don't want to do that.
Okay, so my bargain's been taken off off by Mr. Lightbringer.
You know what's funny about getting swatted is when the SWAT team shows up, they will be bringing lights, and they will be pointed at us.
Well, I mean, if we get killed on live stream, I feel like that'll project us into... Well, I don't give a fuck about the algorithm. At that point, we're legendary.
15 years... And we can get killed on live stream. Give us 15 years, because that'll be enough time for the light to have been brought, us to have enjoyed the fruits of our labor, which was bringing the light.
Yeah, which we haven't been like self-flagellating over at all.
No, of course not.
No, because if we're going to go ahead and do this, we're going to have a little bit of fun with it.
Yeah, we are going to have the most fun. There will be no unfun about it. It'll be ecstasy.
I mean, ecstasy is a high word, but like we'll be up there with the Molly. But if there was a message to go ahead and send out to the people, it'd probably be to remember,
stay positive and test negative.
Yeah, that's a good one. I'm going to give my ending message. Get out of the fucking cave and bring some light. Accept it. You got your eyes closed. You got your sunglasses on. Take those fuckers off and accept the light. If you're not subbed, you better sub right now. I reiterate, if you are not subbed, I will not allow you to sub in the future. This is the second to sub. And I know because you're a viewer, you're submissive. Anyone who views is submissive. So I suggest you go ahead and assume your role and submit to the subscribe button.
Just remember, like and smash that subscribe button.